A homeless vendor picks up his daily batch of the big issue from the magazine's headquarters in central London. If he manages to sell all 17 copies, he'll make about £8 in profit. Sally Stainton, the communications manager of the big issue, says that while the original aim of the magazine was to provide homeless people with an income, it now hopes to achieve far more.
In 5 years, we've established a whole range of initiatives to help vendors move on, back into training, back into employment. I think one of the other major things that the big issue has been involved in is changing people's conception of homelessness. I think we've changed the stereotype that homeless people are useless, good for nothing, lazy, whatever.
Looking forward to the weekend, yeah?
Yeah.
Cheers, look after yourself. See ya.
Tim found himself homeless in London after returning from the British Army in Germany. He speaks German and has worked as a telecommunications engineer. But without somewhere to live and with no family in the capital, he found it impossible to find regular employment. Instead, the big issue has become his job.
I normally get up about 6, get to my pitch for about 7:15 to get the morning rush hour, because the morning rush hour is very good. I think a lot of people appreciate that you've got up as well. I take a break of about half an hour and then I do my dinner time pitch. So I'm out about 7 to 8 hours. It depends on sales.
Tim aims to sell about 200 copies a week. That's about £100 profit. He doesn't claim state benefits, which wouldn't amount to so much anyway. And selling the big issue has other advantages.
You get to meet some very nice people that really want to help. It's helped me to survive all the time. So I've been doing it for over a year now. And if it hadn't been for the issue, I don't know where I'd be.
Homelessness became a big issue in Britain in the 1980s, as reforms of the welfare state began to take effect. Beggars returned to the streets for the first time in decades. Since then, official figures suggest that the number of homeless households throughout Britain has been cut to about 120,000, and that the number of people sleeping rough in London is down to several hundred. But Sally Stainton says the fact that the big issue is marking its 5th anniversary proves that homelessness remains a serious problem.